Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Bradford Show.
That's my open?
That's what they used to call me, Swivel Hit Bradford.
That's my open. I'm waiting for you to justify your stupid opinion.
Bradford Show.
That's delicious.
It is the Bradford Show. The Bradford Show, Nick. Very exciting, right? Congratulations being part of this baby. Great job by Mark James and Andy Hart. They talked about who knew. They talked about Antonio Brown, which has been talked about all week. But here's the spoiler alert. This is Rob Bradford. I'm 50 years old, and I've not talked about Antonio Brown on the radio until now, my friends, until now. So let's set the scene. 617-779-7937. I'm going to be with you till 6 o'clock. Kerosene Ken Laird, who is has Red Sox responsibilities pregame, in game today in place of Will Fleming. Will Fleming get a well-deserved time off. Ken Laird is going to be with me about 3:20 or so.
Fake take Laird.
So I hear the fake take, and I want to talk to him about this. We're going to get into the morning show, his role in the morning show, how he likes it, so forth and so on. Along, of course, guy from Pittsburgh. I know that he's made it clear his thoughts on the Antonio Brown thing throughout the week and the morning show and the Greg Hill show. But I want to get that as well from him. But I want to hear Kerosene Ken's perspective, and I will always call him Kerosene Ken. I won't call him fake take Laird. No, Kerosene Ken is coming in at 3:20, going to 4. And I'm very excited to have Lucy Burge come in at 4 o'clock from 4 to 5, and because I think one of the things that has been missing, and this is no disrespect to Danielle on the Greg Hill Show, but one of the things I think we can maybe have a little bit more of is a young woman's perspective of this Antonio Brown thing, because a lot of, let's be honest, our demographic, the people who have been calling in, the people who have been talking about it, are of the same ilk. They're coming from a very similar perspective, a lot of them. So, and maybe Lucy has the exact same perspective. I don't know, but I like to hear her, and I encourage you to call in not only now, but also then when Lucy comes in, 617-779-7937, to sort of just go back and forth with her a little bit. To find out where a young woman, I believe that Lucy's 27, of course, of the Lucy and Elaine Show podcast, how she views this Antonio Brown thing. Because there's a lot of different ways to look at it, and it's been, I'm not going to come on here and say, I have a take like nobody else. I've been sitting back and I have found something that nobody else has uncovered in this Antonio Brown situation. Because, newsflash, Antonio Brown has been talked about in different ways for the last week. Certainly since Tuesday night, he's been talked about in regards to the alleged the allegations put toward him. So there's a lot to pick through with Antonio Brown. And guess what, everybody? It has been picked through. It has. But I obviously, like I said, I turned 50 on September 3rd. It's the first time as a 50-year-old I get a chance to talk about Antonio Brown. So congratulations, everybody, for getting that opportunity to listen to me wax poetic about this. But one of the things that a few things that I want to get to with the Brown situation are these. Number one, is anybody surprised? Like, these people who are surprised by how this has shaken out. And I'm not talking about surprised about the allegations. Anyone who isn't surprised by the allegations, then I don't know where you're coming from, because you cannot like a guy, but when you get criminal activity or alleged criminal activity involved that nobody knew about, you are surprised about it. What I'm talking about is, are you surprised at how this has shaken out since then? Because let's be honest. The sport of football is the most results oriented sports in the professional world, professional athletics. That is a fact. That is a fact. Go through the other leagues, go through the other sports, and let's put this Antonio Brown situation in those sports. What would happen? What would happen if this happened in the world of baseball, in the world of hockey, in the world of basketball? Like it or not, my guess is that Antonio Brown would not be playing the next day. That's it. Okay, I'm not saying that's right or wrong. I'm just saying that is the reality. All you have to do yourself a favor and Google National Football League sexual assault, then Google Major League Baseball players of sexual assault. There's a bunch of domestic violences in National Football League. There's a whole lot more. There's a whole lot more, and that's just the way it is. I'm not saying that, you know, that National Football League players are bad, worse people than baseball players. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that it is a different dynamic. You can Google that, NFL players, sexual assault accusations, and you're going to get, I think the one that came up immediately was 2015, and there was 95 of them. Now, there's varying degrees of it. A lot of them have been proven as false accusations, but it happens. This is the reality, and I'm going to come back to exactly what I said. You should not be surprised because this happens in this league. You should not be surprised that they're riding this out, that the Patriots are waiting for due diligence, which, in my opinion, they should. Absolutely, they should. But tell me, you tell me if I'm wrong. Nick, weigh on into this. Tell me if I'm wrong. If this is another league, this is MLB, NHL, NBA, what has happened with Antonio Brown? Would he be playing the next day?
Probably.
You think so?
I think so.
Okay, well, that's your prerogative to be wrong. So,
well, if you think about like the soccer stars over in Europe, like Ronaldo, nothing happened with him.
That's a great point, and I didn't bring that into it because basically soccer is the NFL of Europe, right? Correct. Same. That's the first time I've ever said that. Soccer is the NFL of Europe, but the intention, the passion, and everything else. My point is that the NFL, more than any other professional athletics in the United States, it's about results. It's about winning. It's about, you know, and I get it. I understand why. Because you're playing once a week. You know, so much passion and energy are put toward each and every game. And that comes back to this game that Antonio looks like Antonio Brown is going to play in. It doesn't surprise me at all because so much are put into this one NFL game. It's not, and this is where you're wrong, Nick, because in the NBA and in the NHL and the MLB, guys can miss a game, can miss a week, can miss 30 games. Aroldis Chapman missed a month, and it was like, okay, whatever. Next thing you know, he's playing, you know, in the World Series. But still, it's like, it's not. If this happens, they're going to reel back on it. All these other leagues are going to reel back on it and say, hey, this is a bad look. And then maybe they'll come back in 10 days or whatever. That's my opinion. So to go by why you aren't surprised by this, because this happens in the NFL. And I'm not saying, once again, I'm not saying that these people are worse people. The football players are worse people. But let's not be surprised. That was a hypocrisy of Tony Dungy, and I heard Mark and Andy play this. It's unbelievable to say, I am really disappointed in Robert Kraft. Well, are you kidding me? And they did a great job of breaking this down, where you have all these people who played under Tony Dungy, who, like, whether formally accused or just whispers or just as flat-out maybe bad people. This happens in a locker room. This happens in every locker room. This happens in NFL locker rooms, that there are bad people who do bad things who play in games. It just happens. I'm not saying that, you know, the coaches, how dare the coaches do this? And that comes back to the Patriots. I don't have a problem with them playing him. I don't. Because they're doing what has been done forever in this league. You let it play out, and then you see where it lands. That's what happens. It is. So I'm not surprised at all that they're doing this. But I will say this, is that, like, anybody who is surprised, then you're out of your mind. The biggest thing here when it comes to Antonio Brown, and this is what, him playing does not make me mad. It doesn't. Because, like, all the things I just said, this is happens. This, we have a track record. This is what, in the world of football, the world of the NFL, this is what happens. What makes me mad about Antonio Brown is just kind of what Andy said. I think he's a jerk. I think he's a jerk. And that's my own thing. I'm not saying bench him because he's a jerk. I'm not saying don't sign him because I think he's a jerk. But this guy is to go on social media as much as he does and to do the things that he did and to do the thing with Gruden. Like, that's, I don't care if you're leveraging yourself. I don't care if you're, you know, saying, hey, you know what? I'm getting the raw deal here. I'm going to get my word out or whatever. There is a certain way that I personally would go about things. I'm not Antonio Brown. I don't have the same upbringing as Antonio Brown. I don't make the same amount of money as Antonio Brown. I'm not putting the same crosshairs as Antonio Brown. All I can do is say, this is how I view his situation through my eyes. And how I view it is, you know, he looks like a jerk when he constantly has to get affirmation on social media to go on Instagram and do the whole thing. Like, we need a football team, football USA. Like, what are you talking about? And by the way, just lay low. It was bad enough you did what you did with Gruden. I don't care if Gruden approved it. I don't care. Like, all of this stuff. What I know of Antonio Brown through the social media, through some of the other stuff, the allegations aside, because we don't know if that's true or not, I don't necessarily like Antonio Brown, the guy, the way he goes about doing things. Once again, that doesn't mean I don't think he should play. That doesn't mean that I don't think that the Patriots should have signed him. Two different things. I'll come back to one of my statements. The football is the most results-oriented business there is. Bill Belichick keeps saying time and time again, we're going to do what's best for the team. And he means it. He ever say, you know, we're going to do what's worst for the team. We're going to do what's worst for the team. No, you're going to do what's best for the team. And what's best for the team is that means that translates into winning football games. Anyway, all right, we got a lot to get to. Like I said, Kerosene Ken Laird's going to swing on by Lucy Burge a little bit later. And I also want to introduce a couple other things. I do want to talk about that Tebow stuff you were playing before. I mean, I like Tim Tebow a lot. I've gone on here a bunch of times and said how much I admire him. He's done a lot of great things. But what he's talking about, how he got on the soapbox about college athletes getting paid or not getting paid, he was so misguided. And maybe he didn't articulate it the right way, but I can easily pick through that. And obviously, the other thing, I cover baseball. Dave Dombrowski was let go. I do want to know this, in case anyone wants to talk about it. And we can get to it later if you want. But the whole thing about press conferences, you know, the Dombrowski thing is another story. But then it became, why didn't they have a press conference? And I can't remember for the life of me when a something of this magnitude happened where you didn't have a press conference. Rick Pitino is the thing that comes to mind, but that wasn't a team. That was a guy. That was from the other end. Bobby Valentine did his press conference on a bike. But I can't remember. And so Sam Kennedy, who I do think was taking a bullet for the owners a little bit when he came on OMF, is that, you know, he's saying, well, why, you know, good doesn't always come of press conferences. Why do we have to have press conferences? And I'm anxious to hear other people talk about this. Well, do we need press conferences? I think it's really what it comes down to is exactly what we talk about in this town all the time, is accountability. Is accountability. That if you are going to exist in this town as an athlete, in the world of the Red Sox, in the world of the Patriots, Bruins, Celtics, people in this area want one thing above everything else, and that's accountability. So we can pick through that as well, 617-779-7937. I see people lined up. Let's go to Jeff in Miami Beach. Hey, Jeff, how you doing?
Thanks. Good. How you doing, Rob?
Good, Jeff.
All right. I got a couple things I disagree with.
Sure.
What you said. It's going to be a little stronger, but you backed off a little bit. So let me get to my points right away. First of all, on the NBA, you know, not if he was in the NBA, he would be wouldn't play tomorrow. Absolutely wrong. All you have to do is look back at the Derrick Rose case that happened a couple of years ago when he was alleged to do the same things that Antonio Brown did. They let it play out in the legal system. Derrick Rose never missed a game.
Okay. I'm going to be honest with you, Jeff. I'm not super familiar with the Derrick Rose situation.
Yeah, but that was a very, very high profile case. He was actually alleged to have done more than what.
One of the things I would say, Jeff, though, is that you go down and if you do a Google search of the amount of sexual assaults accusations in the leagues, right? And so obviously the NFL has had to deal with this more than the other league, correct?
Yeah, I would say so.
Yes, I mean, all you have to do is a Google search of it. And so I think that there is sort of a process that has taken place when it comes to this sort of things in the NFL. So what I'm saying is that that's a good example. I'll look it up in the break. But okay. I think the NFL maybe, unless there's a video, involved, their route usually is to, hey, we're going to let this play out. We're going to let the person play. And I don't necessarily believe that would be the case with the other leagues.
There was an actual tape involved with Rose. But let me get to my second point.
Okay, sure.
More pressing. All right. The reason why the NFL is the NFL. No control over them. The reason why the Patriots have to play him. If the NFL hasn't stepped in, is just look back to the spring, Rob, with Bob Kraft. I mean, we all thought he did what he did. I mean, anybody that looked at it say, hey, they got him dead to rights. And look how that played out. All right, he never missed a minute of work. He never was told he couldn't show up at his office. He was never told anything. So how could Kraft, as the head of the Patriots, then go to say to Antonio Brown, hey, we're going to sit you. We're going to, it's just that he couldn't.
Yeah, but
it.
Jeff, in terms of the allegations, right? Let's stick with the allegations of the two cases.
Well, Kraft was on film.
Right, sure. Yeah, absolutely. But it wasn't, he obviously didn't go to the, he wasn't court of law, right? Correct?
Well, was going to be, yeah, he did. Kraft was a court of law. Antonio Brown is not.
No, because Roger Goodell was going, we still don't know what's going to go on with Kraft, but if you're going to compare the two, the severity of the two, it's to stay with the allegations. And I understand.
Well, initially the allegation was human trafficking, Rob.
Right, but has that been proven to be the case?
No, but nothing's been proven with Antonio Brown either, so it's the same. Yeah. It might not be apples and apples, but it's pretty close, so you cannot sit him.
Jeff, thanks for the call. I'm with you in terms of you cannot sit him. I said that at the outset, that I don't have a problem with them playing him. I don't. Because this is allegations, we have to let this thing play out. But, once again, I'll go back to what I said before. And the Derrick Rose thing might be a good example. I don't know. But I know, and maybe I'm coming from the baseball world, but I do know this. Let's put it in the Red Sox frame, okay? This happens. All of this happens with the Red Sox. My guess is that he's probably not playing. They're playing it out a little bit. That's my guess. I mean, we don't have a lot to draw from in that respect. With the NFL, this is how it works. My point is that you should not be surprised by this. And I hear people who are surprised. How dare Antonio Brown plays? How dare this happens? Well, a large part that is coming from people outside this area who might be Patriots haters. And I do believe that was where the Tony Dungy comments came from, because anyone could pick apart his argument. Just look at the players who have played for him, or B, the people who didn't like Antonio Brown. I can separate the two. I can separate the fact that I don't like Antonio Brown. I don't like the way that he goes about his business. I don't. But I believe that still the Patriots should have the right to sign him. I believe that they should have the right to play him. All of that. All right, let's go ahead. David in North Providence. What's going on, David?
Rob, how are you doing today?
Good, good.
I just got a quick thing before I say my comment. This has nothing to do with black or white. I mean,
really. Oh, yeah. Anytime anyone brought any of that up, it's ridiculous.
What I'm going to say is has nothing to do with this. All I'm saying is, from him getting on the media, Instagram or wherever he was, in Tom Brady's TB12, was kind of ridiculous. It's either one or two things. This man made it through college because he played football, and he doesn't have the smarts to shut his mouth. That's the bottom line, number one. Or number two, he just doesn't care. Because if he doesn't care, he's going to be out of town before the fifth game anyway. So that's my opinion.
Yeah, and thanks for the call, David. Well, one of the things is, You know, one of the things that bugs me, and this goes to sort of the Antonio Brown, good guy, bad guy, why is he doing this, why is he doing that? One of the things that always drives me nuts is these people who say, I don't know why this keeps happening to me. I don't know why this keeps happening to me. It's just happening to me. Well, you know, it doesn't happen to other people with money who are in position of power and fame. If it keeps happening to you, you're probably doing something wrong. I remember Jose Canseco sitting there, and he used to say that when he was in front of his locker at Fenway Park. I don't know why this stuff keeps happening to me. Well, because you keep putting yourself in these positions. And so Antonio Brown chooses to go down this route. He chooses to jump on social media. He chooses to tape his coach, John Gruden. He chooses to, in the first week of the Patriots, go on Instagram, go to TB12 Center, work out and film himself workout, and then say, I don't know why, you know, football players get picked on so much. You know, he chooses to do that. But, you know, let's not be naive here. I mean, you're choosing to do that. It's probably not the best course of action. But don't blame other people for it. Don't. I mean, your best course of action was not to go on Instagram Live or Facebook Live or whatever it was at TB12 the other night. That wasn't it. That was not it. Like, you are right on the edge of what the Patriots probably are comfortable with. I think that's fair to say. Now, do I think that he's going to go off the rails with the Patriots? I don't, because I think he's smart enough to understand there's too much at stake. And the first time that he does anything, and I'm not talking about the allegations, the sexual assault allegations. I'm talking about all the stuff before, the helmet, the feet, the whatever, the showing up in the balloon. The first time that he does anything with the Patriots, that's going to be it. And for him, if you aren't able to survive with the Patriots after all these other people who have gone through this same gauntlet, who have come out on the other side, the Randy Mosses, the Corey Dillons, and I know they don't want to be lumped in, but sorry, just how it is. Like, if you aren't able to do that, if you do mess up with the Patriots, I think he's smart enough to understand that's the death blow. That's not going to work in terms of advancing his career. So I don't think that that's going to happen, but he has to get smarter. He can't do these things at TB12 on the week and say, I don't know why I keep getting picked on. Well, here's the reason you keep getting picked on, because you keep doing stupid things. That's it. 617-779-7937. We're going to take a break. Kerosene Ken is pacing in the hallways. He's going to be with us right up until 4 o'clock. You're going to want to catch him on the Red Sox pregame show because, you know what? He brings the fire. I'm Rob Bradford. I'm up with you up until the pregame, and then maybe a little bit of the pregame. Lucy Burge coming in at 4 o'clock to give the young woman's perspective on this whole Antonio Brown thing. Call on in, 617-779-7937. I see the calls lined up. Be back right after this.
93.7 FM, WEEI.
I coached 13 years as a head coach. Every year, my first message to the team was, we want to win Super Bowls. Yes, we want to be talented, but we've got to be role models. These kids in our country look up to NFL players and coaches, and I really think this sent the wrong message. I know coaches want to win, Rodney, but I'm disappointed in Robert Kraft.
All right, that's someone that Mark James has newly named Phony Dungy. Phony Dungy, Ken.
That's a quick pivot from Phony Michelle from last year.
He did throw in the, 16 carries for 15 yards or something. So
he's back on the...
It's percolating. Oh, wow. Yeah, it's for that. That's Kerosene Ken Laird.
Phony Dungy.
Yep, there it is. Phony Dungy. But, he's right. He's right in that respect, because tell me that Tony Dungy didn't coach a crap load of players who were guys that maybe had questionable past or questionable presence, right? Correct?
You're pivoting off the Patriots. This has been a common theme of the week, is we look at everybody else's example and try to
break
down.
No, I'm talking about Tony Dungy.
Pivoting to Tony Dungy.
Don't you know radio? You're just a producer. You just don't want...
Tony Dungy is talking about the Patriots situation.
Yes.
So I have no problem with him examining the Patriots situation and saying, but Robert Kraft is not being a good...
Steward?
He's not being a good steward for the game. With this signing.
When somebody says that, Ken, then you have to look at the person saying it, and you have to say, well, were you in a similar situation? And he has been.
He's an analyst. He's asked his opinion on the current...
Shouldn't he say...
Should there have been a preamble? I don't know how much time
shouldn't
he gets.
Say, hey, listen...
Hey, I know I'm not perfect.
There you go. I had Warren Sapp on my team. you know, and I had other guys on my team, and if I had to do it over again, and if I was in this situation right here, then I wouldn't have done it. And because of that, I'm disappointing in Robert Kraft.
I'll grant you that, but you wined and dined with Warren Sapp in the Dominican.
I sure did.
Ortiz's event, so I think you should give a preamble right
now. Much like Mark James, he said, I got right in his face. Mark James said, I got right in his face. He told that story. He didn't show up for something. He followed him to the hotel, and he got right in his face.
Who, Mark James did?
Mark James did.
Yeah, for an autograph.
All right, it's Kerosene Ken Laird. You're going to be with us till 4 before you got to do the Lucy Bird. You excited for the Lucy Bird appearance?
Of course I am.
Because I know that Danielle, I've listened to a good amount. Congratulations on the successful ratings for the Greg Hill show, which you're
a part of. Thank you.
And I listened to a good amount of it. I haven't heard a whole lot of Danielle talking about from a woman's perspective of this. So that's why I kind of find what Lucy has to say interesting. Because, you know, you would agree that our demographic is pretty consistent across the board.
And we target a male audience for sure.
Right.
Yeah.
And so I think it's important to get other viewpoints of this. And
I think so. And we've had some female callers, one in particular on Friday's show that was pretty powerful. Obviously a woman who came from a history of being domestically abused, assaulted. So, you know, she was in tears. She was emotional. You have to think about both sides of this and the message that it's sending having Antonio Brown on your team. You just have to.
What on the morning show, on the Greg Hill show, what has been the overriding theme from the P? Has it been, my guess and what I've heard is that it's been, hey, you know what? He's a Patriot. Good for them for getting Antonio Brown. They haven't proved in anything. So what if he's potentially a jerk? He can do anything he wants as long as he catches touchdowns.
Well, I think from Greg's perspective and Wiggy when he's been in and also Fitzy, Nick Stevens, they're both of that mindset. Let the court system play out and innocent until proven guilty.
Which is fine, which is like exactly what the NFL does, as I point out, unless there's video involved.
Well, I mean, my take on it, and I think Curtis and I have been battling them, is there's just no point in him playing this weekend. I just don't see a need for it. First of all, there's no need for Antonio Brown to be on the field to beat Miami, as you pointed out very astutely. This is a 19-point spread. It's almost historic.
You're taking the points?
I'm taking Miami straight up. I'm going to go on the money line for that one. like the upset. No, I mean, of course they're going to beat Miami. They're going to stomp all over Miami. Why do you need Antonio Brown?
To integrate him into the system.
You can do that with practicing him this week.
Let's be honest,
what,
Ken.
What do 15 to 20 snaps mean? This is about Bill Belichick being arrogant, flipping the bird to the rest of the NFL. And, you know, it's unnecessary. And to me, it's a terrible look if next week when this accuser meets with the NFL and further details come out, whether it's the other NFL player who was at the site of the alleged rape back in 2018, they track him down. He's got a perspective on it. Maybe she's got a cell phone video. Maybe she's got, I don't know what evidence could come out of there. I mean,
I heard Dale said his sources say that, you know, the Patriots knew everything about this, which I would surmise that, and I would guess that's coming from the team, that anybody who said that, they aren't going to say, oh, well, we didn't know anything about this. No, of course. They're going to say, we knew about it. We did our due diligence, and they're going to keep saying that. But to your point, like, you never know what's coming around the corner.
Right. So you tell me, if something horrible, a new horrible detail emerges from her perspective, it's going to be, she said, and Antonio Brown will have his chance to fight it. But if that comes out next Wednesday, isn't it a terrible look that he made the trip to Miami and played on the field?
Sure, but it comes and it goes. I mean, Ken, it comes and it goes. Like, you keep saying
it comes and it goes. Yeah. If they hired a rapist and he was proven to be a rapist, that does not go.
They had Aaron Hernandez on the team who killed people.
Yes.
And people are still buying the tickets. People are still cheering for the guys.
I would say it's a significant chapter in the Patriots' history and not a good one.
It comes and it goes.
It's not gone.
Well,
if you think Aaron Hernandez is gone, then,
How has the Aaron Hernandez thing impacted the Patriots?
It's a bad look for them.
You said it's a bad look.
Yes.
Like, okay, it's a bad look. Like, they keep marching on.
What are we talking about
on
sports radio? We talk about legacies and Robert Kraft and Bill
and
Belichick.
You know what happens? You put up a poll like you did, and 80%, 90% of the people say, come on in as long as you keep winning. When Bill Belichick gets up there and why he's doing it now, when he talks about, I'm going to do what's best for my team, I heard Ronnie Harrison this morning on these airwaves say, hey, you know what? what Bill does, he doesn't care about anything else. Obviously. He doesn't care about the outside. He just keeps marching on. And you know why? You know why he's able to get away with the press conferences that he's not saying anything or doing these sort of things? Because he wins. Because that is what the NFL is about, Ken.
Okay, but is that the way you want it? Do you want Hollywood to be anything goes and sexually assault young women who are trying to get into the industry?
No, I don't. But that's what it is.
Well, there's been a change afoot.
Oh, there has? Whatever happens, Adrian Peterson or Ray Rice or any of these things happen, and they continue to happen. When Joe Mixon scores touchdowns, even though they have video of him whacking around a woman, when all of that happens, are they stopping to cheer? Is the red zone being canceled? Maybe by Craig Mustard. I mean, that was one thing. But is any of it? And Ken, I don't disagree with you. Is it unsettling? Yes. But when you say it's a bad look, it doesn't matter. And that's what we have
to
keep
going.
To you? No, it matters to me. But it doesn't matter to the business, which is the only thing that we're talking about. And really, you lived through it this week with these Patriots fans, with these circle the waggle mentality. You lived through it.
Okay.
This is how it works. And so to play this out, he plays against Miami.
Right.
And then something else comes out. It makes him look despicable on Wednesday.
Right.
They cut him. They move on.
It sticks to them. This does not go away.
Okay. I would ask you this. You say it sticks to them.
Yep.
It sticks with them. How does that impact them?
It impacts their legacy and the way they're viewed by some people will say they can do no wrong. I mean, if that's the point you're trying to make, some portion of the fan base will say.
You think so? You think so? I mean, yes. I'm being facetious.
But what's the breaking point? I mean, how many?
There is no breaking point.
There is no breaking point.
No, you know what the breaking point is? And this is sad. I'm saying all this. It makes me sad. The breaking point is them not winning. That's it. That's it.
I disagree with that. I think people at there is a breaking point for everybody. No matter how rabid a fan you are, if you're fielding the longest yard team, you know, at some point if the crimes get too egregious and the videos are too grotesque, people will stop watching. People will turn. You know, I'd like to believe that there's still some people out there.
Well, if they cut him, like, because Ken, the scenario that we painted, they cut him.
Right.
Right. It's not like they're keeping him around. This video comes or whatever. These things come out and they're like, hey, keep on playing. They wouldn't do that. We can agree they wouldn't do that.
I can't say that 100%, but I would think so.
Yeah. I think
it's a hypothetical.
I know Tom Brady doesn't like hypotheticals. Right. He doesn't like rankings. He doesn't like hypotheticals. But, you know, so they're going to cut him. So they move on, and people aren't saying, hey, you know what? It's much like Baltimore. They, you know, you cut Ray Rice.
Do people not talk about the Ravens and Ray Rice? I mean, to this day?
Sure, but they cut him.
It's infamous.
Does Robert Kraft not care about how he's viewed in the public? It makes my point. Do you think that anybody in that stadium that filled up, what is it called? MT Bank Stadium?
MT Bank Stadium.
Yeah, MT Bank Stadium in Baltimore are like, oh, you know what? I was thinking of going to the game, but they did have that thing with Ray Rice a couple of years ago. That's not how the NFL works.
I think across the country, football popularity, we've talked about it over the years, has waned, and this is a factor. I'm not saying people are not going to show up in droves, but it's a factor. The kneeling was a factor. There have been several, the concussions have been a factor, and the way they've handled criminal behavior is also a factor.
All right, because I like you, and I think that you need some support in your life.
Yeah.
Let's go to Rob in Maine. What's going on, Rob?
I love that setup. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Ken, I get you're in a perpetual justice warrior mode, but let me ask you something. Why are you willing to penalize Antonio Brown? Because some lady said something?
Well,
how is that fair to Antonio Brown?
First of all, he would still be getting paid. I'm just saying bench him a week. You know, what is the big deal? He still gets paid. He's on the team. There actually is a football reason you could hide behind, is to not play him Sunday in Miami.
Yes, and hiding behind it is exactly what you'd be. You can't tell me that sitting him isn't punishing him. Even if you just accept the fact that he's going to make the same amount of money, which incidentally he's not because he has incentives in his contract, it's a punishment. And you're advocating punishing this guy because some lady said so.
Well, it's not just some lady. It's somebody that he knew for several years who had a very detailed lawsuit that was picked up in the federal court system of Florida.
Okay. It's some lady. It is some lady. The fact that he knew her, what's that got to do with anything?
Well, I would say it's just not some random off the
street. Because he might well be guilty. I have no idea. But neither do you. I just don't know why your default.
Well, Rob, let me ask you, Rob, let me ask you this, because I think that the part where Ken and I are really disagreeing on, say something else comes out on Wednesday, right? He plays in the game, and I'm with you. I think you play him because of all the things that you said. But Wednesday, something definitive comes out about that makes him look even worse, that we know that he absolutely did something wrong.
Or another accuser comes out.
Okay, so they cut him, Rob. They cut Antonio Brown. Ken saying it's a look that the Patriots will never be able to get past.
No, I didn't say that.
Okay, yeah. but okay, you're saying that it will impact the Patriots in some way.
Yeah,
that
it's that it'll is part of their legacy and their story. Yeah.
You keep saying their legacy. Like, who cares? Like, I care. But, you care.
Okay,
but
then somebody cares. Then two people.
How does that even? I don't even understand how that would hurt their. What's the argument that it would hurt their legacy?
That they
right
knew.
Now, there's no proof of. No, but they don't know.
But they can't.
And
they
nobody
can't.
Knows.
They knew there was a possibility.
And we got to go, Rob. Thanks. No. Go ahead.
No, just plain and simple. They knew. They knew that a possibility of this happening. When they signed the guy, they took a risk.
It's a possibility, but there's a possibility. With a lot of these guys that sign, and we've gone through the list of guys who have come out on the other side, whether it's Corey Dillon, whether it's Randy Moss or whoever, there's a possibility. That's one of the things that I think that some people around here anyway applaud the Patriots for and say, hey, listen, you can give guys second chances. You can give Randy Moss a second chance and he can come out on the other side.
Put the comparisons with everybody else. Is Antonio Brown a good guy to you based on what you've
seen
in the
last couple
months?
I began.
Forget about this.
Everyone heard the show. Everyone in New England is talking about how I started this show saying, I don't like Antonio Brown because I don't. And that's one of the things that bugs me, Ken, is when guys say, I don't know why this stuff keeps happening to me, because you know what? It doesn't have to happen to you. It keeps happening to you because you do stupid things. And that's why I don't like Antonio Brown when as soon as a couple days ago he was leaning on this. I don't know why we get criticized in the NFL and nobody else does. Well, because you people like you, Antonio Brown, keep doing stupid things.
Right.
So I don't like, to answer your question, I don't like Antonio.
I mean, even before this allegation of this accuser, I wouldn't have touched this guy. But they went that route.
Did you cheer for him at Pittsburgh?
I was not a Steelers fan. I didn't cheer for anybody. I covered him in the locker room for
five
or six years.
Did you applaud for him? Did you applaud him verbally?
Did not.
That's
applaud
false.
Him verbally.
Yeah, like when he scored a touchdown. Come on.
I know it's the way you handle the Red Sox locker room.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I say, hey, great job, guys. Good win.
Great job, Bogey.
Good win. Well, someone's going to talk to him. You know, you guys are afraid to. 617-779-7937. I don't know why I'm giving the number. Look at this, Ken.
I know.
You get the phones lit up like this on the morning show? Probably not.
All week. Six straight days.
All week. Congratulations, sincerely. I mean, you guys have been killing it, so good job with that, and good job of lighting up the lines, because people are PO'd. I'm Rob Bradford, along with Kerosene Ken. Ken's going to be with us for a few more minutes. Lucy Burge is going to come in and take Kerosene Ken's heat. Give her take on things. I'm looking forward to that. Try to call on in, but the lines, I honestly don't remember seeing on a Saturday afternoon at 3:45 phone lines lit up like this. And I don't even have to do my fake name, Vince. Hey, hold on, everybody.
Ken, Matt, Vince, Steve, we'll get to you.
Yeah, exactly. All right, call on in, listen on in, do whatever you need to do. Be back right after this.
93.7 FM, WEEI.
So many things that jump to my mind here. First and foremost, do you feel like posting that video before he has played a game for the Patriots sort of feels very unlike the Patriot way? What we usually expect a player to come in there, we think, well, will they sort of conform to the Bill Belichick way of doing things? Does this feel contrary to that?
It does feel contrary to that. At the same time, I don't think he was referencing playing on the field. He's referencing everyone, media, us included, having an opinion about should he play or should he not play for the alleged rape allegation.
All right, who is that again? Greeny?
Greeny and Jonathan Vilma.
Oh, who could forget? Greeny and Jonathan Vilma weighing in like everybody's weighing in. Yeah. I heard Ocho Cinco, he's weighing in the midst of trying to get on these shows to get into the Hall of Fame or something. I don't know what's going on. Everyone wants, you know.
Where's Albert Haynesworth? I haven't heard Albert this
year. I know. How about Corey Dillon doing the media tour?
Yep.
Excellent job by
Olmeff.
Yeah, yep. Excellent. But I know that you got to get going pretty soon, and Lucy Bird's going to swoop on in here. But I know that a lot of people who are lined up want to talk to Kerosene Ken Laird. So let's give them the opportunity to do so. Tim in Attleboro. Tim, what's going on?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good. I'm doing great.
All right. I have no problem with him playing with the team. The thing is, isn't there pictures with him and the girl in bed after this is, you know, the first offense that she brought up?
Huh?
I haven't seen a picture of those two.
In bed?
Yeah, supposed to be some pictures released.
Yeah, they had pictures and videos of them, like, canoodling and interacting and things like that. But as a lot of people have pointed out, Tim, I don't think that you can just say, oh, look it, they're friendly, so none of this happened. That's a dangerous road to go down.
Right. But my problem is that I'm sure she probably went to him before this broke that, hey, if you pay me this much money, because the way I read it is, if he pays her this much money, then she goes away. But I'd also like to bring up Dante Stallworth, who played with the Patriots, and then he unfortunately hit someone who was crossing a highway. I believe, I'm not sure if it was in Florida, but he was a Cleveland Brown at the time. He did 30 days in jail, and I'm not sure what kind of penalty he got from the NFL, but he did play again. So I don't know if you guys remember the Dante Stallworth. That was
sure. I remember that, of course. Thanks for the call. I remember that. I mean, you hate to say, like, you don't want to say, oh, well, this crime isn't like that crime.
It's been compared to every – this week, I think we've compared Antonio Brown to every quasi-criminal or accused person in the NFL over the last 10 to 15 years. And
but some of them justifiably so, though.
Yeah, I mean, the Roethlisberger one, I think, is a better one to me, because I covered that situation, and, you know, the details of
it. Did you verbally applaud for Roethlisberger?
No, it actually made your stomach turn to hear it all. Now, the criminal charges were dropped, and there was, probably behind the scenes, a big bag of cash that went to make her not cooperate, and that's largely why the charges were dropped. And then at the end of that, the Steelers had a moral decision of whether to keep the guy signed or trade him. And I know they fought long and hard about it. They almost shipped him to Kansas City, but they decided to stand by him, and it was a controversial decision.
And it's amazing. Their legacy has never recovered. Their stadium was only half full now.
No, you say that, but people, how many rapist burger jokes are made around the country, and they haven't won a Super Bowl since?
But you don't. Okay.
The Steelers are always going to be judged by standing by Roethlisberger.
On.
They are.
Come on. They
are. By
you know what they're going to be judged by? They're going to be judged by wins and losses. Like, you and I, because we're nice people, we can sit there and judge. But guess what? The minute that we stop buying Steelers season tickets, two other people on the other side of that glass are going to buy season tickets. And then once they drop off, two other people are going to buy season tickets. That's how the NFL works. That's how the Patriots works. That's how the Steelers work, Ken. I'm sorry.
There was a Me Too movement, Rob. So, I mean, not everything stays the same into infinitum. Things have changed in Hollywood. Things eventually will change in the NFL. There's a breaking point.
Okay, let's go to Michelle in Cape Cod. Hey, Michelle.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, I'm just calling in. I live in Connecticut. I'm on vacation on the Cape. I really think he should play. I think it's innocent until proven guilty. I'm not on this Me Too bandwagon. I think 75% of these women are looking for money. He should play. End of story. I mean, you can't stop somebody from working if they haven't been convicted of any kind of crime.
I have two questions, Michelle. Number one, do you like Antonio? Forget about what uniform is going to wear. Do you like Antonio Brown?
He sounds like a jerk, but I'm a Baltimore fan, so I'm not even a Patriots fan, but I think he should play.
So this is a good one. This is another good one. So I don't know if you heard us talking about this, about how teams recover from incidents that they have a black mark against them. And Ray Rice is obviously the preeminent one with the Baltimore Ravens. How have you ever been able to keep cheering for the Baltimore Ravens knowing that they had Ray Rice on the team and then cut him?
I mean, he did what he did. That was on video. That was more
But that, my point is, Michelle, is that you still root for the Ravens. Like, Ken is trying to tell me that if the Patriots cut Antonio Brown, people are going to always look at the Patriots and say, oh, you know what? We can't cheer for them. We have to look at them in a completely different light. That's not how it works.
No, not at all. No. I mean, when you're a fan, you're a diehard fan. You speak with your team. Like I have a job. That's my employer. I expect them to hold me as long as I'm doing my job. I expect the job tomorrow.
Ken?
It's my job.
Okay, great. You found one fan who doesn't hold the Ravens accountable for the Ray Rice situation. I mean, you want to paint with a broad. I'm not saying people are not going to buy tickets across the board. It's a nuanced conversation.
Do you think it would? If this happens, you saying that it's come back to your original point. You don't want him to play, Antonio Brown to play on Sunday, because you're saying if he does play and then something else comes out and they have to cut him, that is going to be more impactful than if he didn't play.
Did you read Dan Shaughnessy's piece in the Globe? The more of these signings that happen under Belichick's watch, it further supports the notion that Belichick is just a stone-cold, bad use of the word killer, but that is totally focused on on-field matters, does not care about character, and that's the way he's going to get on in history. Maybe that's fine with him. Maybe that's what he wants.
You know how he's going to... And there is an element of people who will say that, much like they did probably with Al Davis, right? That it was like held up and say, look at Al Davis. He'll take all the criminals, and it doesn't make a difference. Because you know why? What it was a term, Ken.
Fine. That's
just win,
coach.
Baby.
But for Bob Kraft, coming off the summer or the offseason that he had,
that has really impacted the Patriots, hasn't it?
I'm just saying, in terms of the way Bob Kraft is viewed, don't you think he cares about his legacy and the way he is viewed in the public? A great philanthropist.
If he did, then he wouldn't have signed off on signing Antonio Brown, even without these allegations.
Well, I don't know about that. I don't know what he knew and what he didn't know. And there's a line of thought that maybe Belichick knew that this was possibly in the works and didn't tell Kraft. So, I mean, that still has not come fully to light either.
You want to take one more call
before you go?
Spin the wheel of Ken. Go ahead.
No, you go.
No, who do you want? Who do you want?
Paul in Northampton.
Hey, Paul. How you doing, Paul?
You got to punch him up there, Rob.
Hey, Paul. Hey, thanks for taking my call, guys.
What's up?
Supposedly in the story. But the one thing that people keep coming back to is these messages, and there's people coming out saying this is slam dunk evidence that he's admitting to this situation, the one where he, on her back, supposedly.
Right.
And I don't think people are looking at it in the terms of, without the proper context, we don't really understand what they're talking about. He's clearly being a jerk, and he's angry, but I think if you imagined that maybe her message before that message sequence was her saying that she was pregnant, I think that would change the context of the conversation completely. I don't think you can look at those messages and say, well, there's no way that something couldn't also have been going on in the rest of the conversation that can change the narrative. Until we see the rest of that conversation, we have no idea. He very well could have been accused of getting her pregnant, and he starts the message by saying, how could I have gotten you pregnant when I assume know where I'm going with this.
Yep.
And we all know that the style that's referred to as a pet that people will do and at the end. So I don't think people can look at this and say, this is guaranteed proof. And I think it's important to think about that because it's going to be the narrative while this game is going on. And if he's innocent and he gets two touchdowns and Dolphins fans are chucking beers on the field, I mean, it could get really ugly. And I think everyone needs to look at it from an objective standpoint and say, there's nothing in this that is proof that he did it.
Yeah, I would agree with that, Paul. I don't understand those messages from start to finish. They're just confusing. I mean, the punctuation's all over the place.
We had Glenn Ordway read them. So.
Yeah, that was funny. I mean, it's not like I'm saying he's guilty. Push comes to shove, do I think this will probably go away and be settled and he'll be found not guilty? Yes, probably. I'm just saying risk reward. Why plan 1 week? We're talking about 1 week in Miami, and people are bending over backwards to say, how can you sit Antonio Brown? What a victim. He's going to sit 1 week and get paid for it. Oh, my God. What about the incentives? He's not going to get 60
touchdowns. He's on food stamps. You kept bringing up the pay. That doesn't even enter in the equation.
Well, it does because people are saying you shouldn't punish him, but he's not being punished. He's employed, and he's getting paid. You're not docking his pay.
What if you just said it? You just said it yourself. You think it's probably most likely going to play out where it comes and it goes, right?
If I had to guess, yes.
But yeah, okay. Well, then if that happens, then you're like, why did you sit him for that week?
No, you don't. You say we beat Miami by 40 and we didn't need him.
Let's be honest.
And actually, he helped him get up to speed in terms of the offense.
I mean, as currently constituted, they don't need Antonio Brown anyway, right?
I would agree with that. So why sign him in the first place? Great point. Why enter this era? I mean, they handled
distractions. Because guys are going to get hurt. And you don't know about Josh Gordon.
I think that's it.
Julian Edelman's 33 years old.
But then they traded Thomas away. So, you know, they believe in this guy so much that they traded away Demaryius Thomas.
He had mono. He had to go. Someone had to give it to Sam Darnold.
Oh, is that what happened? Okay.
Exactly.
Rob Bradford. I mean,
how do you not come up with that? You're kerosene Ken.
We're stuck in the brown bubble. We haven't even gone down that road.
Okay. Ken, we'll talk more about this on the Red Sox pregame show.
All right. Looking forward to it.
All right. Thanks for stopping by. Sure. Lucy Burge up next. You're going to want to stick around. I see all the calls lined up. We'll continue this Antonio Brown conversation, but a great perspective from Lucy. You're going to want to hear it. Be back right after this.
Vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.